This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. School closures and virtual classes over the past year resulted in many kids spending an unusual amount of their time on the farm. Melissa Plockelman with the National Farm Medicine Center says many schools are now back in session, but it's been a major challenge for the farm kids and their parents.
So right now, that is our hot topic, and that's what we're working so hard on. We're looking at the farm kid paradox, we call it, right? It's great to raise children on the farm. There's so many benefits.
Plockelman says their researchers have spent a lot of time on this new dynamic.
We actually are doing a research project right now that's proving that children that grow up on farms are less likely to have allergies and asthma. We know that they get a better work ethic. We know that they really understand where their food comes from. However, it is one of the most hazardous places for children to grow up as well.
The parents, Plockelman says, have had to change up their daytime routines.
Schools are canceled or are virtual. Child care centers are closed down. There's no after-school activities. Sports are canceled. So all of a sudden, these children are at home all the time. And parents are no longer parenting when their children are home and working when their children are gone.
Listen tomorrow for more on the Farm Kid Paradox.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.